This has been a week of diplomatic consultations and confrontation across the Asia-Pacific when it comes to North Korea. That follows Sunday's nuclear test, which U.S. officials say was 10 times the size of the nuclear explosion at Hiroshima, Japan. North Korea says it was a hydrogen bomb. In just a minute, we'll get a look at the situation in Guam on the ground from Jefferson Cronin of KPRG, Public Radio Guam. But first, our news director, HPR's Bill Dorman, joins us to talk about those diplomatic meetings in the region. And a lot of this, they're still talking about economic sanctions. Yeah, Bill?
Aloha, Chris. Yeah, they sure are. You know, right after that test on Monday, Labor Day here in the U.S., U.N. Security Council held an emergency meeting talking about ratcheting up sanctions. This would be the eighth set of sanctions since North Korea started with its first nuclear test back in 2006. Mm-hmm. Critics, you know, say they haven't really accomplished a lot. Clearly, they have not prevented North Korea from progressing along its course.
Might they even be playing into North Korea's hands? We talked to an expert a couple of weeks ago on the show who said essentially that the more beleaguered he gets, the premier gets, the more he can sort of keep his people focusing, keep the people's focus away from other problems in North Korea.
Well, and it's, you bring up a good point. A lot of this is a matter of degree. You know, in terms of sanctions, there's always the question of, oh, well, what more can you do? Now, mm-hmm. the focus right now is oil imports to mm-hmm. North Korea. That would be the next big item. That's primarily China. Russia secondarily to that. Right now, the Russia, Vladimir Putin, has said this week, well, not sanctions alone will not be enough. They will not work. But there's some indication that the Chinese now, China's foreign minister just this morning actually said China agrees the UN Security Council should make further make a further response by taking necessary measures. Now, that's sort of vague enough
diplomacy. Language.
Right. But the question of how much is that going to be on oil? There are a couple of other things. North Korea exports textiles. That's now their leading export now that the coal exports have been cracked down because of past UN sanctions.
Yeah.
And also North Koreans working overseas and sending hard currency back. Tens of thousands of North Koreans around the world do this. The top two host countries for these, though, about 20,000 in China and about 20,000 in Russia.
We seem to be seeing a kind of a rare unity among countries like Russia, China, and the U.S., all of them operating against North Korea.
Well, and how to do that?
They're kind of painting themselves into a corner, it would seem.
Well, that it comes down to that question of execution, of how do you do this, even if it's a shared goal in terms of pressuring Pyongyang.
Yeah.
How exactly does that work at this point, and what are the levers at the disposal of the international community?
Yeah.
And that's what's really going around. It's interesting. The UN Security Council, of course, is the center of sanctions, but there are also these regional aspects to this as well. And just as timing would have this, a couple of international meetings this week, the BRICS summit, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, that was this past Monday, Tuesday, hosted by President Xi Jinping in China. And mm-hmm. the word was that Xi Jinping was furious that North Korea sort of upstaged his event by having a nuclear test. This week, Eastern Economic Forum's been going on in Russia, in Vladivostok, which if you look on a map, Vladivostok is less than 90 miles from the North Korean border.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, that's where South Korea's president, Japan's prime minister, had talks there as well. So, again, we'll see what comes back to the UN Security Council, but this is certainly, in terms of the region itself, something that's of high concern. South Korea's prime minister just today saying that they expect another missile test as soon as Saturday from
North Korea. Well, you know, Bill, it's really valuable to look at this from the Asia side, and most of us don't get the opportunity to do that. So that really fills in a lot of gaps. Thank you.
You bet.
Bill Dorman is HPR's news director, spent more than 10 years reporting from Asia. Every weekday, he writes and produces the Asia Minute for HPR.